Maybe I should start a blog. Almost all my friends in this business seem to have one. I can follow Brian Williams' day almost hour by hour, or what Andrew Sullivan thinks about almost anything. The drawback with blogs is that when you're busy, you have no time to write, so you write in those moments when you have just enough time to gripe about cold coffee and lost luggage. Here's how a typical blog of my day might read. Let's call it Scoot Hoots. Got in a little after 9. I don't understand why the capital of the greatest democracy on earth doesn't have synchronized streetlights. My cab driver was naming the new cabinet of Sri Lanka while driving, but he didn't know where to turn on 6th Street. Interviewed Secretary General Annan. He was so candid, I don't know where to begin. Left my venti coffee, milk, no sugar at my desk, and it got cold. Drat. More later. Called United Airlines to complain that a recent round trip hasn't been credited to my frequent flyer account. A sneeringly warm electronic voice went, "Did you say escargot?" And I had to shout, "Chicago, Chicago!" And the voice responded, "Fine. When did you want to go to Cinzano?" Spent 20 minutes listening to garbled Gershwin on hold before interviewing the new Prime Minister of Iraq. Talked about a lot of different things. More later. On the phone for an hour with T-Mobile about various spurious charges on our bill. I call one number and someone in Bangalore tells me, "No, you want another?" I call that and someone in the Philippines asks, "Why did you call here?" After spending 40 minutes getting bounced between hemispheres and listening to the complete works of Kenny G, I decide, "Ah, come on, it's only 350 and hang up. I'll bet they count on that. They must earn millions that way." Interviewed some Nobel Prize-winning biologist about genetic research. Fascinating. Can't go into it right now. He was wearing purple socks. What's up there? More later. Got an email from eBay telling me I haven't paid for the Harley-Davidson aftermarket silver face gauge kit. I never bid on a Harley-Davidson gauge kit aftermarket, pre-market, silver, or pale face. I don't even have a driver's license. Interviewed Stephen Hawking about the origins of the universe. Fascinating. Too much to go into now. I think his tie came from Paul Smith. More later. I hit the button to reply to eBay, but the page is no longer available. I can see a SWAT team taking me away in chains because I haven't paid for a silver face gauge kit I never ordered, can't use, and don't want. Interviewed the president of Iran. I forget what he said about nuclear stuff, but he did say he thinks Suri is a crazy name for a kid and doesn't know why Tom and Katie did that. More later. J.D. Salinger called from a payphone along the New Jersey Turnpike. He wants to do his first interview since 1967, but I was still on hold. Told him to call the car guys. Interviewed some guy about something. I forget. More later.
Hush now. Don't explain. Just say you'll remain. I'm glad that you're back, so don't explain. Quiet, don't explain. What is there to gain? Skip that lipstick. Oh no, don't explain. You know that I love you, and what love endures, all my thoughts are of you, for I'm so completely yours. Cry when I hear folks